This is Modern Mavericks, a podcast and newsletter for those of us who want more than just a job. I'm your host and career coach, Janelle Ibrahami. Whether you're a corporate go-getter, an entrepreneurial spirit, or a powerful blend of both, you're in the right place. I'm sharing actionable advice on how to take your career power back and build something you're proud of. Together, we'll help you create a career that's meaningful and meant for you, because you're a maverick. Let's get started. Why is managing your time so difficult when you're looking for a new job? Whether you're unemployed and on the search, staring at a blank week on your calendar, or working a full-time job on top of your search for something better, time can feel like a puzzle you just can't solve. Don't worry, I've got you. In this episode, I'm taking you through the framework that's proven so useful for myself and my career coaching clients as we navigate this period of transition. We're going to use the mnemonic device, My Jolly Donkey Hums Songs. Yes, really. Tough love, Auntie Janelle, even comes out at the end of this episode with a message you probably definitely need to hear. And I even have a tip for hacking your dating life to benefit your job search. It's all in this episode, but first, make sure you're following along on social at Janelle Ibrahami. Okay, let's take our lunch break. So the framework that's been working for me and my clients within Pivot with Purpose, who are either working regular 9-to-5 jobs while searching for something better or unemployed after layoffs and need ways to structure their days, is this: MJDHS, or My Jolly Donkey Hums Songs, if you're into mnemonic devices. And yes, I do hope that you are picturing Shrek and Donkey right now. This will help it stick for you. So MJDHS stands for the 5 kind of categories of time you'll want to plan for in a day or a week during your job search process. So M stands for movement. J stands for the actual job search, but not just the job search, the actions that will really help you move the needle to getting an offer. D stands for your day job and how to protect the pockets of white space on your calendar so that you don't go crazy. H stands for a hobby or passion project and how to make time for that when you already feel overwhelmed. And S is socialization. How you can incorporate social support into this really taxing and draining time period that you are navigating. Plus, a bonus layer that I guarantee is going to shift your perspective on this time in your life altogether. Let's get started with M, movement. You knew that movement was going to be in here, and here is why. Basically, movement gives you endorphins, endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't kill their husbands. But really, taking care of your physical health is so paramount when you're navigating a stressful life chapter. And yes, let's be honest, even if you have a day job, even if you're taking your job search at a casual pace, there are still very stressful times in this process when so many things are out of your control. But what's in your control? How you take control of your day and how you use the time away from your desk, away from the couch, away from the kitchen island or counter where you're doing this job search. Whether you work out or move your body in the morning, that will set the tone for your energy for the rest of the day and help you conquer the things on your calendar, all of the different hats that you are juggling. Or if you work out in the evening or move your body after the workday, it can bookend a day of intentional work that you feel really proud of. It can be just the cherry on top of the discipline and the intentional work that you knew you needed to do to move into this next chapter of life. And all of that boosts your self-esteem in a time when you need the most self-esteem and the strongest intrinsic self-worth that you'll ever have. There are so many times that looking for work, even if you have work, looking for something better can ding your self-esteem if you don't already have a really robust bank of self-esteem and self-worth already in you. And the easiest, quickest, most surefire way to increase the balance of your self-esteem in any given day is moving your body and completing a challenging movement challenge. So whether that's a workout, it's a run, it's yoga, it's a hard walk or a long walk to get your favorite cup of coffee, please remember to move your body. The next one, J, is the actual job search. But here I want to be very specific job search means something different than just easy applying on LinkedIn or scrolling. And this is something that actually came up in one of our Pivot with Purpose calls this past week, was activities that make you feel like you're making progress in your job search, but really aren't doing that much, versus the activities that really do move the needle and get you closer to an offer. So this category of ways to spend your time while you're job searching, which is the actual job search, is based in things that actually move your search forward. So I want you to beware of the temptation to just do things that let you check things off your list, but don't actually make a real impact, like making lists or doing more quote unquote research for the sake of research. Those ultimately, while at the beginning can be important, they have a really big potential to turn into procrastination. So think of these needle moving actions as ones that actually involve someone else other than you. So actions that only involve you would be tweaking your resume, making lists of people to reach out to, fine-tuning your portfolio, browsing LinkedIn. If you feel like I'm calling you out, this is probably a good thing. And don't worry, I've fallen victim to all of these, like, I almost want to call them like junk food actions, where like if you do them for 5 minutes, that's helpful. But if it takes more than 5 minutes, you're just procrastinating. So these things that make you feel like you're making progress, but at the end of the day, you're no closer to an offer than you were before. So turning those same examples of kind of like junk food actions into needle movers would be posting your resume in a Slack group that's specific to your industry that you're involved in. Sending an actual message to the people on your networking list, pitching your portfolio to a dream client, and messaging the hiring manager for that role that you saved on LinkedIn. Those are all actions that involve someone other than you that have the potential to move you closer to a job offer. Okay, D, the donkey, or the day job. Okay, I can't tell you how to do your day job. You know that better than I do, but it is obviously something that you need to budget for in your time management landscape here when you're looking for something new. So what is in your control here is protecting the pockets of white space on your calendar. I guarantee you have at least a couple of different 15 minutes here or there, even if it's replacing a standing recurring calendar thing that you actually never do. I know we all have those, like, hey, read an article or close loops. Maybe you can replace that with some white space that you can then allocate to the job search. So my very simple challenge for you is to look at your work week in your calendar, whether it's digital or in a planner, physical planner, look at your calendar for the work week and find at least one pocket of 20 minutes every single day that you can free up and turn into white space. One pocket of 20 minutes every single day that you can turn into white space. And then it is your choice whether that you reallocate that 20 minutes of white space to job search activity, or if you use that time for breathing room to come back to you, take a breath, mentally reset, and keep that resilient energy management going throughout a process that you don't know how long it's going to take. So protect the white space in your calendar during your day job. Resist the urge to go for more when you're looking for something else. Now, the H, or a hobby or passion project. Hear me when I say you cannot make your entire day or week all about the job search. That is a surefire recipe for spiraling. I have seen it way too often in clients who come to me with this expansive amount of time just stretching out before them, especially ones who have been impacted by layoffs and don't have a full-time job or a regular 9-to-5 to fill in their day. They think, what the heck am I doing with all this white space? I'm just grinding. I'm just doing job search activity after job search activity. And what that ultimately always ends up resulting in is falling into the deep end on LinkedIn, doom scrolling, and feeling really, really dejected. We do not want that to happen to you. So you need something in your life, in your days or your weeks, depending on how frequently you can commit to it, that has nothing to do with work or your career. And listen, this shouldn't just be something that you prioritize during a job search. It should absolutely be a cornerstone of your life throughout your whole life and your career, but it is especially important when your days can have the very, very real tendency to go way, way, way overboard into job search activity. So if you're sitting here listening thinking, but Janelle, I don't have any hobbies, and how the heck would I even make time for them? I'm so glad you asked, because I actually asked you and everyone else who follows me on Instagram to give me ideas and suggestions for their actual hobbies and how they make time for them during the week. So I'm going to read them out right here. Shout out again, just to make sure that you're following along on social at Janelle Ibrahami, so that when I ask you questions about upcoming episodes, you can contribute and I may just shout you out in an episode like I'm about to do right now. So Nectar of the Moon says that she does pottery and crochet, and she includes an hour of creativity in her week no matter what, and definitely on the weekends. Hoop Lee Doodle says Dungeons and Dragons, photography, and reading are her hobbies, and she tries to carve out time on weeknights and weekends. So she prefers to do her hobbies and activities after the workday. Molly Prenzel says sewing and knitting. They're fun obligations, like chores, but way better, and it's how I make time for self-care. Sewing and knitting, incredible. Jordana Rachel says pottery. I pay for classes, so if I don't go, I feel like I'm wasting money. Oof, there is nothing more motivating, at least for me in my experience, than paying to do something so that you're literally on the hook financially. Rachy CG says dance classes, punch, needle, and embroidery are the hobbies and passion projects she turns to during job search times. Michelle in the Wild says I dive into something for a few weeks and then move on to the next thing. A super valid way to look at hobbies and passion projects. It doesn't have to be a lifelong or long-term thing. There is nothing wrong with dabbling in one activity and another, all in the sake of repositioning your brain power. And then Alex Nigerian, who, caveat, does live on an island, says kite surfing. She takes a lesson once per week every Saturday and loves it. So that's another perfect call out, that your hobby or passion project can absolutely be combined with the first thing on this list, which was movement. Movement can be a hobby or a passion project. Totally makes sense to roll them both into one. And the last letter in our MJDHS device, S, socialization. Do not isolate yourself when you are moving through this time of transition. Just like all the other things on this list, they should be components of your day-to-day life for life, but they become so much more necessary and important when you are moving through transition. And socialization could be the thing that saves you at the end of the day. Do not be an island. I've actually learned this lesson the very hard way. Throughout my past, whenever I went through periods of transition, like moving to a new city, going back to school, starting a new job, I would let the stress just build up inside of me and retreat further and further and further into myself. And I would shut people off in my life. And I thought that I was doing that for their benefit, or because I didn't want to overwhelm them, or even because I was worried that more inputs might make me more overwhelmed. But really all that did was made me feel so much more isolated in a period of time that I really needed the support of my friends and my family and people who really cared for me. Please take this to heart. Do not become an island during this process, because you also don't know how long this is going to last. It's something that can be pretty maddening about looking for a new job, but you don't know when you're going to land something. There are so many things out of your control, but what is within your control is leaning on and accepting support from the people who love you. And so socialization does not have to be spending a weekend away. Great. If you want to plan a girls' trip, go away. I love that for you. Invite me, slide into my DMs, and I will be there with my pack bags. But it doesn't have to be a big trip. It could be a phone call or FaceTime. So if you just add in a 10-minute slot every other day onto your calendar, 10 minutes, that's nothing, to FaceTime your grandparents or FaceTime that long-distance friend or your siblings. It doesn't have to last that long, but it makes a really big impact. If you live nearby some of your friends, if you have local friends that don't live across the country, ask them to meet you at the cafe both pick up your coffee orders and then walk back home together and then get back to the rest of your day. It can be that simple. Shout out to my friend Allegra and Amanda who do this regularly with me. I appreciate you. And again, pair socialization with movement. Go for a run together. Go for a hot girl walk together. Take a new Pilates class together. Pair it with the movement. Go on a dinner date with your significant other. Make it a new date or go to your parents' house for dinner if you live near them or your siblings' house for dinner. It can be things that you're going to do anyway, but you just make the conscious effort to include someone else in that plan. One of my clients in Pivot with Purpose actually used this to hack her dating life. So while she was looking for a new job, she was also unemployed and thought like, I really need some socialization here. So I am going to plan dates and set up dates that I find from apps like Bumble and Hinge and use those as my socialization to decompress from my day of job searching. So she took the pressure off of these dates because it didn't really matter if they went anywhere, but they were just there for the purpose of decompressing and getting her out of her job search bubble. If something did move forward with one of these dates and it turned into something more special, that was honestly just a cherry on top because she used this as a way to get herself out of her daily routine. And I thought that was genius. If you suffer from social anxiety or have been dragging your feet to get back into the dating world, honestly, just use it as an excuse to get away from your job search for a couple of hours. And the best that can happen is that you find your person and a new job all in the same year, and that would be epic. And the worst that could happen is that you met someone new, it was a terrible date, but now you have a story for the next time that you socialize, which will be the next day, the next time that you FaceTime a friend or go for your hot girl walk. So try it. I thought that was pretty genius. Now, I want to leave you with a bonus element to structure your time during a job search, and that's giving back. I really appreciate the PWP member who mentioned this a couple sessions ago, but giving back, volunteering, and finding a small way to contribute to your community in a way that really means something to you is one of the best ways to make it through this process. Again, you don't know how long this is going to last, and this could and should be a cornerstone to the way that you structure your life moving forward, but the impact of finding ways to give back when you are essentially at the mercy of other people during this process puts your job search and your day job into massive perspective, and it gets you out of your own bubble. It gets you out of your head. You realize why you're doing this, what you're doing this for, what work means to you in the context of life. Highly, highly recommend finding a way to give back or volunteer in some way during your day or your week through your job search. Some of the ways that my PWP clients mentioned that they give back is working at their local animal shelter once a week or joining best buddies so they can be paired up with an elderly person and support them throughout their week. And that just like really grounds them in what they're doing this all for. And personally, when I was job searching after grad school, I went and volunteered with my local Planned Parenthood Action Fund, and that was extremely rewarding for me. So find a way to give back if you are able, if you can, and I promise it'll put this whole thing into perspective for you. And finally, before we close out this episode, I do want to acknowledge that you're probably sitting there thinking, okay, Janelle, that's actually a lot of things. That is a lot of things to juggle and figure out how to manage my time around when I'm looking for a job. And my response to that is, yeah, but think about this really important thing. Time management during a job search is temporary. Time management during a job search is temporary. The point of doing all of this right now is so that your time looks very different very soon because you're in a new, happier career. You'll probably feel some pressure around the concept of time or doing all of these things, but that's where this very simple yet very important concept comes in. Discipline. Discipline is essentially choosing short-term sacrifice for long-term reward. Yeah, job searching, whether you're unemployed or working on top of it, requires effort and some level of sacrifice. You'll have to send emails when you'd rather be watching Love Island. You'll have to use your lunch break to schedule time for an interview. You'll have to wake up a little bit earlier to get your movement in if that's not what you usually do. But what are you doing all of that for? the long-term reward of being in a better work situation than you're in right now. So hang on to that when you're tempted to pump the brakes. I promise you've got this. And that's all for this episode on managing your time while looking for a job. Follow along on social at Janelle Abrahami and send me a DM if anything in this episode resonated for you, or if you're going to implement any part of this My Jolly Donkey Hums Songs structure.